You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. The sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hi, Sarah. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. This is good. All is well.
All is well. We are looking this week at episode 22, if you can believe it, Sunday, February 6th through Saturday, February 12th. A quietish week, I think you described it, but still some pretty interesting things happening. So where should we start?
Well, we can start on Tuesday the 8th, and Mars will trine Uranus, which is a kind of a feisty aspect. So Mars is in Capricorn at 11 degrees Capricorn, and Mars is just about conjunct Venus. He's just about knocking at the door. Venus is at 13 degrees Capricorn and has just made a trine herself to Uranus in the previous week. So a little bit of, you know, maybe surprising news or interesting associations, new associations. Uranus is in Taurus. Venus is in Capricorn. Mars is in Capricorn. Uranus is just this unpredictable character, though.
Yeah.
But the relationship is Earth. So it's Earth sign to Earth sign. So Capricorn is very Earth. It's very grounded. Taurus is very Earth, very grounded.
Right.
But this particular meetup between Mars at 11 degrees Capricorn and Uranus at 11 degrees of Taurus can signify that you have the energy or you have the understanding or the knowledge to move through obstacles in innovative ways.
Okay.
And because Venus was just making a trine, her own trine to Uranus in Taurus, she was opening the door for some of these new associations. Like Venus loves to bring people together. In Capricorn, she's very practical. She likes to make sure that business is conducted and that things are efficiently done.
And there's a biscuit tray and some tea available for
refreshments. Exactly. So there might have been some new introductions for you as February opens up. And now with this, you know, week later, Tuesday, the 8th of February, Mars trine Uranus, you can start to actually feel and create some breakthroughs.
Awesome.
This is a really great aspect for taking the reins, you know, really kind of stepping up into leadership. And it's also the first quarter moon. So the moon moves into Taurus and it squares the Aquarius sun. So the moon is moving into like 20 degrees of Taurus and the sun is at 20 degrees of Aquarius. So there's a square there. The square of the quarter moon is like assessment, looking at what you started or what was seeded at the new moon, which was on the 2nd of February. And now the first quarter moon a week later is saying, okay, well, that was so great.
Yeah.
What's it going to take? Like, let's do a needs assessment and figure out what's it going to take to get where we want to go with all these great ideas.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah. It's a great way to start the week. There's a lot of dynamic energy and that groundedness, the solidness of the trine will give you such traction.
Right.
It's like having like a really good pair of sneakers when you're running a sprint, right? You've got that grip on the ground. You're like, you know, this feels right. It's got really got, I've got the support that I need to move forward.
Okay.
It's fabulous.
Wow. Awesome.
As the moon moves through the week, it moves from that first quarter moon in Taurus, it moves to Gemini and then into Cancer at the end of the week. So there's this flow and a sense of sensitive communication throughout the week, talking, exchanging, being very like considerate, kind of careful. And maybe, you know, because you're meeting new people or that you're moving forward with some proposal that, you know, you want to get the wording right and you want to be considerate of all the different points of view and that kind of thing. So that's also supporting whatever's undertaken at the first of the week here.
That sounds great.
Yeah. For a change.
Thank you, New Moon.
Yeah.
Before we get to this continuation of the Mars and Venus aspect that is actually going to stick around for quite a while, then at the end of the week, we've got a pairing that we've been looking at before, which is Mercury and our good friend Pluto. So can you walk us into what's happening at the end of the week with these guys?
Yeah. So Mercury had met up with Pluto on the 28th of January in reverse.
Right.
So Mercury is in apparent retrograde motion through the end of January. On January 28th, it met up with Pluto, and it then kept going a few more degrees. And then on the 3rd of February, Mercury starts to move direct.
Right.
Or it appears to be moving in direct motion from our place on Earth.
Yes.
And as Mercury moves forward, it meets up with Pluto again.
Because Pluto's such a slow mover and Mercury's so fast.
Exactly.
Pluto didn't get very far before Mercury traveled back over, ran back over.
That's right. And Pluto is not, Pluto is not moving very fast at all.
Right.
I mean, he's basically at 27 degrees Capricorn. And so that's why Mercury is such a, it's the fastest planet.
Yeah.
It's got those wings on its little feet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of moving forward now, and it's going back over Pluto.
Right.
On the end of this week that we're talking about here, Friday, the 11th of February.
Yeah.
So there's this 2-week period between the 28th and the 11th, where Mercury has moved over Pluto, gone a few degrees back, and now is moving back over Pluto.
Right.
So there's this kind of like a rocking horse or a seesaw or like a rolling pin.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going back over Pluto. And this is bringing to our awareness a tremendous amount of habitual material,
yeah,
of places where we are stuck,
yeah,
where we are holding ourselves back,
yep,
where we're repeating ancestral patterns,
yep,
or learned behavior that is not good for us.
Right.
We're addicted to chemicals,
yeah,
whatever that might be, with food, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a time when we really cannot ignore. We,
yep,
cannot not see what is basically coming up for us. And that can be personal. That can be very personal. Like how you were treated in a relationship now becomes,
right,
really very clear that you have some shared responsibility in that. You have to look at what your part of this, whatever this was.
Right.
And then it's also societal.
Yep. Yep.
And it's global, you know, it's collective.
Yeah.
This is just unprecedented that this Mercury, we have this 2-week period where Mercury is hovering over Pluto, and there's so much now that's coming up. If you look at the news, you know, like,
yeah,
so much unknowns that were unknowns or hidden,
yeah,
are now is up. Now it's being revealed.
And Mercury being sort of the communicator and the messenger is sort of like waving kind of at the side, like, hey, pay attention. Like this, you have to pay attention. You can no longer ignore it. So I just want to say there's a really great bookstore here where I live that if you bring in old books, you get credit towards other things in the store. So I've been saving up these credits to get this new Oracle deck, and it's called The Arcana of Astrology by Claire Goodchild. And it's pretty straightforward. And so today I thought, oh, I've never pulled from this deck. Let's pull from this deck. And didn't know what necessarily we'd be talking about, and shuffled. And I said, what do we need to know? What do we need to know for this week? And who comes out, who flies out of the deck, but Pluto. And again, it's sort of like, look, everybody, it's messy, it's dirty, it's inconvenient, it may be kind of gross, it's kind of disgusting, you don't want to really hear about it, but you cannot ignore it. And to your point, maybe there's some personal responsibility you need to take to clear it. But the nice thing that this woman, Claire Goodchild, tells us about Pluto is that it's about a cycle, and that it says here in the book, the initiation of a new cycle is painful, but fighting it will just drag those feelings out. And that Pluto is really about the possibility of degeneration and regeneration. So it's sort of like, if we want to be able to move into something new, if we want to see something better for ourselves, you got to clean house.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the card for this week. It's like you can't ignore him.
It's penetrating conversation. It's power in speech.
Yes.
You know, speaking your truth. It's persuasion. You know, that's on, you know, that's on the light side. It's talk of change.
Yeah.
It's talk of sexuality, psychological issues. It's exposure.
Yeah.
It's exposure of things that were not supposed to be exposed.
Yeah.
This is happening. The exact conjunction is on Friday the 11th, but I would think that we'd be hearing about this, any issues around this kind of deep work would be coming up anywhere between the 28th of January, which I know has already gone by, and the week that we're talking about of the 6th through the 11th, 12th.
Yeah.
So Mercury then moves forward beyond Pluto, but this is such a pivotal time because if we can really acknowledge the depth of understanding with whatever comes up,
right,
we can use this new information going forward.
Yeah.
So it's not a waste.
That's it.
Even if it's very painful to look at, or even mildly painful or uncomfortable,
right?
Because there's different levels of comfort in terms of what people are willing to look at or willing to discover or discuss or even think about.
Yep.
You know, it really is going to be individual for everyone, but whatever level of discomfort, you just got to go through it and you can't squish it down because it will come up somewhere else.
Yep.
As disease, as frustration, as anger, it will not go away.
Yeah. Or continuing repeating patterns that are not good for you or the people around you. And to just say, like, maybe during this time to find resources where you feel safe to look at these issues, whether that means seeking a friend or a counselor or a family member, like you don't have to also do it alone if you can find some support to help walk through whatever is coming up.
That's really great advice, Sarah. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. On Friday, the 11th, going into Saturday, the 12th, we have a beautiful aspect of Venus and Mars conjoining in Capricorn at 15 degrees. And so this is passion combined with beauty. So it's just this, you can bring all of this forward. You can move the needle.
Yeah.
And what's really cool, and we'll be talking about this for the next, probably the next month and a half, is that Venus and Mars are in the conjunction for 6 weeks, basically through the end of March.
Yeah.
So this is an amazing time to be able to bring different sides together, different generations together, to join with others of like mind, to join with others that are different from you, to advance a cause.
Yeah.
This is like a coupling of opposites, you know, whether that means opposite in sex, opposite in viewpoint.
Yeah.
It's this coming together of these different attributes to make something new happen. You know, as we move through February and into March, this is going to be a signature at the time of the vernal equinox as well.
Ooh, yeah. And we've got Mars and Venus together during this time and still with an orb of a trine to Uranus. So Uranus is still at play with this aspect as well.
Yes. So as the week opens and Mars trines Uranus, Venus will have just trined Uranus. And then as they move together by the end of the week on Friday, Saturday, they will still be within orb of Uranus. So I imagine this whole week is going to be a time when there could be surprising new opportunities,
right,
new ways of meeting and gathering and moving forward and new associations and new breakthroughs.
And so as this aspect begins to happen, is it fair to say like Mars can feel very like, let's go for it, let's do it. Venus is sort of like, let's keep it all. So there's sort of a balance that sort of needs to happen as we begin to move through this aspect. And because it's in Capricorn, keeping it practical for a time being, making sure you're hitting marks or setting goals, because it could feel like horse out of the gate, let's go, let's run. And a trine is easy flow. I think we said something like steady and consistent in the focus as these aspects come together. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, like refraining from passionate outbursts, I think would be Venus's role. She's reliable. She's a great, reliable friend and companion. In Capricorn, she's very fond of worldly status, but she has a conventional wisdom.
Yeah.
She doesn't take emotional risks in Capricorn. Mm. But this could be very good for Mars
right.
as well.
Right.
I mean, so there's this steadiness about their coupling.
Yes.
With the excitement or the opportunity thrown in from Uranus or the awareness. Uranus can also bring awareness.
Yeah.
And this is Earth. You know, Uranus is in Earth. So there might be more awareness around issues concerning the Earth or the climate
yes.
as well, that these might come forward and there might be new leadership around these issues.
Okay.
But Venus does bring this steadiness to the coupling that will make for a like a stable working through of whatever plans are in development.
Well, I am really looking forward to watching Mars and Venus travel through the degrees, because I also, spoiler alert, we happen to know that they're going to pick up some friends along the way. So we have a lot to look forward to through February and March. But for now, there's a lot this week we can pay attention to and start getting these initiatives going.
Exactly.
Well, as always, thank you. Whew, I learned so much.
Thank you. I know, I thought it was going to be a quiet week. But
right.
I mean, it's actually a lot lighter than it's been.
Yeah,
Things are lightening.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways.
And quite literally, it's lightening. The days are getting longer. The sun is back and is taking longer days. So, well, friends, you know where to find us. Please like, share, and subscribe, because we love doing this and sharing this information with you. And we certainly hope you find it informative and helpful in your day-to-day navigating this wild, wacky universe of ours.
Thank you, Sarah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.